Tuesday, June 22nd, and these are the readings from today's Holy Mass. The first reading is a reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 13, verses 2, and then 5 through 18. Abraham was very rich in livestock, silver and gold. Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support them all if they stayed together. Their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. There were quarrels between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and those of Lot's. At this time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites were accompanying the land. So Abram said to Lot, "Lot, let there be no strife between you and me, or between our herdsmen and mine, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land at our disposal? Please separate from me. If you prefer the left, I will go to the right. If you prefer the right, I will go to the left." Lot looked about and saw how well watered the whole Jordan plain was as far as Zoar, like the Lord's own garden, or like Egypt. This was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot therefore chose for himself the whole Jordan plain and set out eastward. Thus they separated from each other. Abram stayed in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled among the cities of the plain, pitching his tents near Sodom. Now the inhabitants of Sodom were very wicked in the sins they committed against the Lord. After Lot had left, the Lord said to Abram, "Look about you, and from where you are, gaze to the north and south, east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your descendants forever. I will make your descendants like the dust of the earth. If anyone could count the dust of the earth, your descendants too might be counted. Set forth and walk about in the land, through its length and breadth, for to you I will give it." Abram moved his tents and went on to settle near the Terebinth of Mare, which is at Hebron. There he built an altar to the Lord. It's the word of the Lord. And the responsorial psalm, "He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord." He who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue. And the response, "He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord." Who harms not his fellow man, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honor those who fear the Lord. And the response, "He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord." Who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent, he who does these things shall never be disturbed. And the response, "He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord." And the gospel acclamation, "Alleluia, alleluia, I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, alleluia." And now the gospel. It's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 6, 12, and 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not give what is holy to dogs, or throw your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces. Do to others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law of the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and those who enter through it are many. How narrow the gate and constricted the road that leads to life, and those who find it are few." It's the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.